Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you, and we are finding ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series that is all about correlating wealth, and this is where we begin. So in our conversation with you today, we will be speaking about what we consider to be the launching point that is most significant from a cultural perspective in how intentional and deliberate creation by correlating an idea actually works. Undoubtedly, you've heard us mention this before, but we think it bears repeating, that the single most difficult aspect of this story of manifestation, intentional and deliberate manifestation. In other words, for anyone who has decided that they want to live a life that they are deciding is the one that they want to live, for anyone who is wanting to actually put their hands on the reins of their life and actually direct where it goes, for anyone who is wanting to have what they actually want instead of what they think they can get away with or get by with, or what they think is all that they will get because of the nature of reality, inevitably, anyone who makes this decision will find themselves face to face with the power of contrast. Now, contrast is a word that our friends Abraham use quite a bit, and we have taken it and appropriated it and actually expanded upon it and delved into it a lot deeper. And we want to talk about it first as the awareness of simply the difference between one thing and another. Your entire physical reality is based upon contrast. If you could not tell the difference between, let's say, hues of color, everything would appear white. So that there is a difference between red and orange and yellow and green and blue and indigo and violet, that there is a difference between all of these colors, that is an indication of what is actually happening in every part of your existence and reality as you know it in physical terms. This isn't a tale of duality where in order to have the hot, you have to have the cold. Because as you well know, there is no hot and cold. There are gradations. There are gradations between really, really, really hot and bitter, 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 bitter cold. There are gradations of color. There are gradations of physical sensation. There are no polar opposites. There is no yes and no. There is everything that lies in between. Now, it's very simple to say, in order to understand cold, you have to understand hot. But it sounds like we're talking about duality when we say such a thing, and we're not. Contrast is not duality. Duality is an illusion because there is no off and on. There is only on. Off is an illusion. There is no black and white. There's just more of this or less of that. And it depends upon your perspective whether you consider black to be more or white to be more. Whether you consider red to be particularly useful and helpful or orange to be a better color. Whether you think that sweet is better or salty is better. And there's different kinds of salty. There's sharp, pungent salty. There's sort of mildly interesting salty. There's different kinds of sweet. There's over-the-top sweet. There's sweet that just kind of sort of carries you along, sort of like floating down a banana boat. There's different kinds of taste and texture and touch. There's different kinds of color and sight and vision. There's different kinds of sounds. There's the sharpness of a rat-a-tat-tat. there's the softness of a strumming harp. But even a harp, while sounding very angelic, can be made to be used in a way that makes a very punctuated sound that wouldn't be anything you would at all consider to be angelic. But what you consider to be angelic is completely unique and up to you, and how you even know what the word angelic means has everything to do with your understanding and your awareness of the nature of contrast. So you see, without contrast, you wouldn't understand what you are in the middle of. Now, originally, probably the first time you heard the word contrast, what you heard was, this is this thing that contrasts with what I want. So in other words, you're wanting to have an experience of tremendous wealth and a moment of doubt or the memory of not having enough or feeling like there's not going to be enough money to pay the bill. Those would be experiences of contrast. Contrast saying, this is something different than what I want. But contrast isn't the enemy. Contrast is the very thing upon which you use to make decisions. So when you have the contrast of not enough money, you're making a powerful decision to have plenty of money. When you have the contrast of having too much of something, you're making the decision to have just the right amount. So it's significant, isn't it? If you really think about what contrast means, you will notice that what contrast is doing is it's helping you. And that is where its power lies. Because nothing can harm you in your experience. There are things that will happen that you don't like, but nothing can harm the essence of who you are. Nothing can touch or assail the truth of your being. It might rearrange chessmen on the chessboard in a way that you don't like. It might move things around in physical reality in a way that's very unpleasant or painful to observe or painful to experience. We're not saying that those things don't happen, but what we are saying is those are temporary illusions centered around time and space and organized in a way that even they themselves are helpful. Helpful points of contrast to help you make decisions about what you want more of. The reason why we began this conversation by saying that eventually you were going to have to find a way to understand this concept if you're intentionally creating your reality is because, culturally speaking, there's a tremendous emphasis in avoiding contrast. One of the ways that there is an emphasis on this is found in the idea that if you just don't pay attention to something, it won't be painful. Now, we're not talking about intentionally ignoring something that you don't like to turn your attention over to something you do like. We're talking about the muddled sort of ignoring that you're probably very aware of, very conscious of. There's also a cultural idea that if what you do is you say, I'm okay with everything the way that it is, which again is not that powerful statement we've spoken of before, but again, a very muddled approach, like you're looking at something and you're saying, yeah, that's that thing that's there and I don't want it and I don't know what to do with it, so I'm just going to sort of treat it as though it's okay, even though I am not okay with it, but I'm not willing to admit that I'm okay with it, or not okay with it. I'm not willing to really admit much of anything because I really just don't want to touch it. You need contrast. If you look at the ways in which you use contrast already in a very friendly way, in a way that feels really good and helpful, one of the ways that you can look at that is trying to decide what clothes you want to wear. What clothes feel good to you, either because they're comfortable or because they look beautiful or because they make you look handsome, they make you look taller, they make you look thinner, they make you feel good about yourself, whatever particular meanings you've invested in them. And so you look through your closet or you look through your chest of drawers and you find the particular clothes that you want to wear and you try them on and you take them off and you try this and you try that. But The way in which you make those decisions, of course, is through contrast. The way you decide what you want to have for breakfast, lunch, or dinner is all based on contrast. The way you make any decision, whether to turn left or to turn right, is based on contrast. So you're using contrast for everything already. What we're saying here is that when you start delving into intentional and deliberate creation, when you begin to correlate an idea and you're shepherding it into physical reality or directing it to come forth and manifest as you are wanting, the first stop along the way is the contrast that brings you to it. Contrast is actually the reason why you make the decision to have an idea in the first place that you want to bring forth into physical manifestation. Now, as this series continues, tomorrow we'll be talking about the power of the desire that arises as a result of the contrast. But you can't get to the desire until you have allowed the contrast to happen. One of the things that we notice is that many of you have a fear of contrast because you are afraid that what you will really discover is that you can't have what you want, or you are afraid that what you will really discover is that something painful is underlying all of this that you're going to have to go through and you don't want to go through it. And we understand that. There's some reasoning behind that that we completely agree with. In other words, the idea that sacrifice is necessary in order to have what you want is not true. Now, if you believe it's true, you will get evidence of its truth. But ostensibly, and from where we sit, from a metaphysical perspective, it's never true. It is, however, very important to be willing to feel all of these things that you are afraid of. And that, too, is where contrast can actually help you. If you're willing to feel the intensity of whatever it is, you'll find that you can actually harness that and use it. But it will be difficult to do so, again, something you know very well already from your own experience, if what you are doing is you are saying, I refuse to address the contrast that is arising because I don't want any further complications in my life, or I don't want anything to go badly. Our suggestion to you for this day, and our suggestion to you perennially, is that you really do look contrast squarely in the face as often as possible and harness it, use it for what it is there to help you with. While we are going through this series, we'll be talking about contrast again and again and again and again. We'll talk about the power of contrast. We'll talk about the intensity that contrast brings that then amplifies and fuels desire. We'll be talking about how contrast is how you're making a decision. So today would also be helpful, we think, and any day, every day, to really be looking at contrast really as how you make the decision between one thing and another. And notice that the vast majority of your experience with the idea of contrast is actually rooted in things like being able to see out of a window and notice that this thing is up close and that thing is far away. That's contrast. You use the contrast of light and shadow and perspective to visually check and see those buildings that I see off in the distance are much further away than that building I see up close. And how you know that is based upon the contrast of the image. So you see, even as you're walking, no matter where you go, no matter what you're doing, you're using contrast, and it is very powerful indeed. So, we invite you to allow the power of contrast to work for you. And we invite you to think about these things as you go through the day today, and to notice the contrast that is here, that is always helping you, and notice how even the painful contrast that you are afraid of, or that you try to keep at bay, is actually here to help you as well. So, Once again, we find ourselves quite pleased and quite honored to be connecting with each of you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as always, we very much look forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you again in whatever way that may be. And until that very delicious and very wonderful time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.